Good afternoon, folks. It's 5 p.m. Tuesday, October 25th, 2022. We'll call the City Council meeting into session. We start our meeting with an invocation and a pledge. The invocation will be led by Mayor Smith, Pledge of Allegiance by Councilmember Blomquist. Join us if you'd like. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the blessings that you bestowed upon us. And Father, we just thank you for the city that we have and pray that you'd be with us as we make decisions tonight that will be to the best of everybody. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please join me in our pledge to our nation's flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please join me in honoring our state flag.
Honor the state's flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Next item on the agenda is paragraph three, roll call. Spencer H. Smith, mayor, is present. Jennifer McCann, mayor pro tem.
Jennifer McCann, mayor pro tem, is present.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, place two.
Michael Blomquist, councilman, place two, is present.
Thank you. Tony Cantorino, place three.
Tony Cantorino, place three, present.
Thank you. Linda Nash, place four.
Linda Nash, place four, present.
Thank you. Sam Hallaby, place five.
Sam Hallaby, place five, is present.
Thank you. City Manager David Mitchell.
City Manager David Mitchell, present.
Thank you. City Secretary Julie Helsham. Good. Thank you. Everybody present, we do have a quorum. Next item is paragraph four, number one. Proclamation declaring Omer Hall III, Fawn Hansel, and Angela Thompson as bright stars of Central Texas. I think we got everybody. Just before I read this, I just want to give a little introduction. One of the things the city does is that we have a process in place that is in black and white, that's in writing, on how we recognize people in our community to be bright stars of Central Texas. And again, we honored these individuals and sometimes groups, not only because they show up and they participate, but our focus is to recognize people that have superlative performance that really has them earning or being recognized by the city by being a bright star of Central Texas. So I'm going to read this proclamation. I'll read it for the group part and then have our police chief, Hawk, to go ahead and make a comment and then hand these other out to the other other individuals, okay? Proclamation. Whereas on September 28, 2022, while walking home from school in Harker Heights, an innocent 9-year-old child was lured into a vehicle by a stranger. And whereas this abduction was observed by Harker Heights residents Omer Hall III and Fawn Hansel, who reached out to Harker Heights resident Angela Thompson and jointly pursued the suspect's vehicle to a nearby cul-de-sac. And whereas Omer Hall III, Fawn Hansel, and Angela Thompson confronted the suspect in the vehicle and urged this young child to exit the vehicle to get to safety. And whereas the courageous actions of these three residents prevented further harm to this young child, and whereas the Harker Heights Police Department wants to recognize the great courage and heroism of Omer Hall III, Fawn Hansel, and Angela Thompson. Now therefore I, Spencer H. Smith, Mayor of the City of Harker Heights, declare Omer, Fawn, and Angela to be Bright Stars of Central Texas. Signed, Spencer H. Smith, Mayor, Harker Heights, Texas. Again, there you go, Chief. Okay. Chief, you see.
I'll just be real brief. On the side of all of our vehicles, it says a partnership in the community. So I have no doubt in my mind, that we're not successful as a city, as a department, without the help of our citizens. And so on behalf of our department, I want to say thank you to you three. Y'all acts was definitely heroic and was very much appreciated. And I believe that y'all stopped something catastrophic from happening. And so on behalf of the city, department, and all of us, thank you. Okay, the second item under proclamations and presentations, number two, proclamation declaring November 4th, 2022 as Texas Arbor Day.
Much smaller group.
That's good. Thank you. Proclamation. Whereas in 1872, J. Sterling Morton proposed a tree planting holiday to be called Arbor Day to the Nebraska State Board of Agriculture, which is now observed throughout the nation and world. Whereas in 1889, the citizens of Temple, Texas, authored an Arbor Day resolution, which the Texas legislature passed into law to encourage the planting of trees in the state. And whereas Texas Arbor Day celebrates planting and nurturing trees and all the ways they enrich our lives and stabilize our environment. And whereas trees can reduce the erosion of our precious topsoil by wind and water, cut heating and cooling costs, moderate the temperature, clean the air, produce life-giving oxygen, and provide habitat for wildlife. And whereas these are not only a renewable resource, but also beautify our community, increase property values, and are a source of joy and spiritual renewal. And whereas the city of Harker Heights has been a Tree City USA member since 2011, and earlier this year received our 11 years accreditation as such. Now, therefore, I, Spencer H. Smith, Mayor of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, do proclaim November the 4th, 2022, to be Texas Arbor Day.
Good.
Good. Word for it.
So in true Texas fashion, I think we talk about this every year. We do celebrate National Arbor Day earlier on in the year, but Texas has to have its own Arbor Day as well.
Right.
And so this year we're celebrating by having what we call I Love My Parks Day at Kern Park on November 5th. It's on a Saturday. So please feel free to come out. We're going to do some park beautification. We're going to plant some trees, and we're going to celebrate accordingly.
Good.
So thank
All right.
you.
Good. Thank you, Jeff. Next item on the agenda is paragraph 5, consent items. Number 1, discuss and consider approving the minutes of the meeting held on October the 11th, 2022, and take the appropriate action. Okay. Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place Two. I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting held on October 11th, 2022.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Hallaby.
Sam Hallaby, Place Five, second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Seeing none, I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, Place Two, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place Two, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Tony Cantorino, Place Three, how do you vote?
Tony Cantorino, Place Three, I vote yes.
Thank you. Linda Nash, Place Four, how do you vote?
Linda Nash, Place Four, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Sam Hallaby, Place Five, how do you vote?
Sam Hallaby, Place Five, vote yes.
Okay, thank you. The motion passes unanimously, 5-0. Next item on the agenda is paragraph six, presentation by citizens. Citizens who desire to address the council on any matter may do so during this item. Please understand that while the council appreciates hearing your comments, state law, Texas Government Code section 551.042 prohibits them from, one, engaging in discussion other than providing a statement of specific factual information or reciting existing city policy, and two, taking action other than directing staff to place the matter on a future agenda. Please state your name and address for the record and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Is there anyone that wishes to speak to the council? Do you want to speak just during this time period, or are you going to want to talk to another item later on?
Good afternoon. My name is Victor Sanchez.
Okay.
I live in 105 Susan Lane, Hagen High.
Okay.
I'm 81 years old. My wife, she's 81 years old. On sometime on, a month.
Let me just interrupt you really quick. You're going to be addressing the item on the fine.
Yes.
Okay, we'll get to that. We'll get that later in the agenda.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Is there anyone else that would like to speak to the council this time? Okay. Seeing none, we'll go ahead and close the paragraph six, and we'll move on to paragraph seven. Public hearings. Number one. Conduct a public hearing to discuss and consider approving an ordinance of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, amending Chapter 74, Schedule I, Subparagraph A of the Code of Harker Heights to change the speed limit on Cedar Knob Road from FM 2410 to FM 3481 and take the appropriate action. Public Works Director.
Thank you, Mayor. And Mayor, that is Schedule 1A. Sorry.
Okay. All right, and we'll note that Schedule 1A of the Code of Harker Heights. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. So in the slide before you is Cedar Knob Road. So the limits of the speed reduction would be from FM 2410 to FM 3481. The City of Harker Heights Traffic Unit conducted a traffic speed survey on Cedar Knob Road in August of 2022. Crash records were also obtained from the TxDOT crash records information system for the past 3 years. And the results of the crash record data indicated there were not any major traffic accidents reported in the 3 year period with the current 50 mile an hour speed limit. However, the geometry of the roadway causes sight distance limitations at Torino Drive and Prospector Trail, which are the main entrances to the Cedar Knob Ridge subdivision from Cedar Knob Road. And the report projects an additional 834 vehicles that will access Cedar Knob from the new residential subdivision. So based on the growing population accessing Cedar Knob Road from the Cedar Brook Ridge subdivision and the current sight distance limitations on Cedar Knob Road, the police department recommends reducing the speed limit from 50 miles an hour to 40 miles an hour to promote roadway safety. And staff also recommends approval. We do have some folks from the police department that can speak about the survey should you have questions. And I'll be glad to answer any questions for you.
Okay, thank you. Council, any questions for Mr. Hyde? Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place Two. In reading through this item, for the motion for the council, when we get to it, do we need to include what you're proposing to do with that, or is that in accordance with the schedule? Does that suffice?
Well, you would approve the motion under action by city council. Is that what you're asking?
Right. I was just asking, when you say to change the speed limit, do we include from 50 miles per hour to 40 miles per hour?
No.
Is that just in accordance with the schedule?
No, the ordinance will handle that.
Okay, because I wasn't sure on that. So.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
Okay, any other questions from the council? Okay, this is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience who'd like to speak for or against this item? Again, anyone to speak for or against this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing. Do I have a motion? Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place Two. I'd like to make a motion to approve an ordinance amending Chapter 74, Schedule 1A, of the Code of Harker Heights to change the speed limit on Cedar Knob Road from FM 2410 to FM 3481.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Cantorino.
This is Tony Cantorino, Place Three. I'd like to second that.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item?
I just have one thing, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, go ahead. Discussion. Councilmember Nash.
Linda Nash, Councilmember Place Four. How long will the public have to book notification so when the speed limit changes?
Yes, ma'am. So we will, we have the new signs on order, and once we post those, we'll put some red flags on those. And the police department in the past has given some time to get adjusted to that, several weeks, you know, at least 10 working days.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion on the item? Okay, we have a motion and a second. I'll go ahead and poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, Place Two, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place Two. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Tony Cantorino, Place Three, how do you vote?
Tony Cantorino, Place Three, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Linda Nash, Place Four, how do you vote?
Linda Nash, Place Four, I vote yes.
Thank you. Sam Hallaby, Place Five, how do you vote?
Sam Hallaby, Place Five, vote yes.
Okay, thank you. The motion passes unanimously. 5-0. Next item is paragraph 8, regular business number 1. Discuss and consider approving an appeal of the false robbery alarm service charge for Victor Sanchez at 105 Suzanne Lane, Harker Heights, Texas, and take the appropriate action. City Manager.
Thank you, Mayor. Officer Patrick Hogan with the City of Harker Heights Police Department responded to a robbery alarm at the home of Victor Sanchez, 105 Suzanne Lane, Harker Heights, Texas, on August the 18th. Of 2022 at 10:42 p.m. No evidence of robbery was found. Accordingly, per section 99.06 of the Code of Harker Heights and the city's fee schedule, Victor Sanchez was assessed a false alarm service charge of $75. The city mailed a letter to Victor Sanchez informing him of the fee on September the 26th of 2022. On October 11th, 2022, the city received an email from Victor Sanchez appealing the service charge assessment. On October the 13th of 2022, a confirmation notice was sent to Victor Sanchez notifying him of the date and time that the appeal will be heard before the City Council. In the last 12-month period, 105 Suzanne Lane had no prior false robbery alarm incidences and 2 prior false burglary alarm incidences that occurred on May 21st and July 20th. False robbery alarms require a fee to be charged on the first occurrence due to the severity/priority of this type of call. Victor Sanchez's email to appeal the August 18th, 2022 false robbery alarm is attached, counsel, in your packets as Exhibit A. And, of course, Mr. Sanchez is here to represent himself tonight.
Okay. Counsel, any questions for the city manager on this item? Okay. Mr. Sanchez, if you'll please approach the podium and your name and address for the record, please.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon again. My name is Victor Sanchez. I live in 105 Susan Lane, Hacking High. I'm 81 years old. My wife, she's 81 years old. My wife, on that day, I tell them put the alarm, and she pushed the wrong button, the silent alarm. Even like that, the alarm go on, but we don't know inside the house. They called me from AT&T and tell me, hey, regard this, but he was too late. When I answered the phone, it was too late. They sent the patrol. But, you know, this is something that she was the only mistake. She pushed the wrong button. And I seen $75 at this time of the year. It's hard for anyone. I'm trying to get consideration of that. And give me a break in that. Thank you.
Good. Council, any questions for Mr. Sanchez? Councilmember Nash.
Councilmember Nash, please, for good evening, Mr. Sanchez. How long have you had your alarm service?
I lived there almost 40 years, man. And I got alarm almost 40 years now.
And this is your first time?
I think so. How about that?
Thank you.
You're welcome, man.
Okay. Any council, any other questions for Mr. Sanchez?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Sanchez.
Thank you, sir.
This is regular business. Do I have a motion? Councilmember Nash.
This is Councilmember Nash, place four. I make a motion to approve the appeal to dismiss the false robbery alarm service charge for Victor Sanchez at 105 Suzanne Lane, Harker Heights, Texas.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Halaby.
Sam Halaby, place five, second.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Do we have any further discussion on the item? Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman, place two. I just want to highlight the importance of why we have this set up the way we do, sir. Because when the police get a robbery call, they have to drop everything and come to this call. You know, it could be life or death. We don't know. So they have to show up as if it is a life or death. So they drop everything to do that. That's why it's so important that we don't have robbery calls that are not robbery calls, because that's why we have, you know, a slight penalty associated with them. So I know we've done this in the past where we excused another citizen, but we really need to be, if we're going to write a code of ordinance, to stick to it. Because if we continue to have appeals and we continue to grant the appeals, then maybe we need to change the ordinance. That's all I have. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Any other discussion from the council? Okay, I have a motion and a second. I'll go ahead and poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
Ms. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, I vote yes to approve it.
Thank you. Michael Blomquist, place two, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman, place two, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Tony Cantorino, place three, how do you vote?
Tony Cantorino, place three, I vote yes.
Good, thank you. Linda Nash, place four, how do you vote?
Linda Nash, place four, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Sam Halaby, place five, how do you vote?
Sam Halaby, place five, vote yes.
Good, thank you. The motion passes unanimously 5-0 to approve the appeal by Mr. Sanchez. Next item under regular business number two, discuss and consider approving a resolution of the City Council of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, finding that Encore Electric Delivery Company, LLC's Encore or Company, their application to change rates within the city should be denied, finding that the city's reasonable rate case expenses shall be reimbursed by the company, finding that the meeting at which this resolution is passed is open to the public as required by law, requiring notice of this resolution to the company and legal counsel, and take the appropriate action. Finance Director.
Thank you, Mayor, and good evening, Council. On May 13th, 2022, Encore Electric Delivery Company, or Encore, filed an application with cities retaining original jurisdiction seeking to increase their system-wide transmission and distribution rates by approximately $251 million. This represents a 4.5% increase in their present revenues. Encore asked that the cities vote to approve an 11.2 increase in residential rates and a 1.6 increase in street lighting rates. This would ultimately result in an increase to the average residential customer that uses approximately 1,300 kilowatts per hour a month of about $6.2 additional dollars per month, and an increase for street lighting, was not provided. On June 14th, 2022, the council approved a resolution suspending Encore's rate request from taking effect for 90 days. This allowed the Encore Steering Committee, or Steering Committee of Cities served by Encore, that the name has been changed, time to determine that the proposed rate increase is unreasonable. With that, the attached resolution is provided to deny the rate change application proposed by Encore. And just for your information, if the council does decide to deny, Encore does have 30 days to appeal the decision. And with that, that concludes my presentation. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from the council? Councilmember Nash.
Good evening. This is Councilmember Nash, place four. In that paragraph under the explanation, it says in there that they want to, Encore would like an 11.2% increase for residential rates and a 1.6 increase in street lighting. But at the end, the last sentence saying that the increase for street lighting wasn't provided. So is that separate?
Right, yes, ma'am. So the increase of 11.2% would increase the average residential customer that uses approximately 1,300 kilowatt per hour a month by $6.02. But we don't have an estimated increase dollar amount for street lighting. Street lights use different kilowatt hour amounts, so we don't have an estimated amount for that.
And in your professional opinion, would this increase help our city at all? Is it any benefit to our city?
No, ma'am. This is passing that increase on to our residents. And I think that going with the steering committee, who we are a part of, and who we pay, 5 cents per population, per capita, every year to serve us, to do these kind of reviews of these rate increases, I think going with their decision is our best bet.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place 2. For the street lighting, that's something that the city incurs that cost, is that correct?
Yes, for the street lights that we own.
Do you happen to know off the top of your head what we currently pay right now, roughly?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay, thanks.
Council, any other questions for the finance director? This is the mayor. I got one question. As far as the steering committee, approximately how many cities are represented by them?
It's probably now just under 200.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Councilmember Halaby.
Sam Halaby, place five.
That the action, so if we approve this, that's for the denial of the city for this increase, is it?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
So it's an approval to disapprove?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Any other questions from the council or the finance director? Okay. This is regular business. Do I have a motion? Councilmember Cantorino.
This is Tony Cantorino, place three. I make a motion to approve a resolution of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, finding that Encore Electric Delivery Company, LLC's Encore or Company application to change rates within the city should be denied. Finding that the city's reasonable rate case expenses shall be reimbursed by the company. Finding that the meeting at which this resolution is passed is open to the public as required by law, requiring notice of this resolution to the company and legal counsel.
Good, thank you. Councilmember Halaby.
Sam Halaby, please, 5 seconds.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Seeing none, I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, place two, how do you vote?
It's Michael Blomquist, Councilman, place two, I vote yes.
Thank you. Tony Cantorino, place three, how do you vote?
Tony Cantorino, place three, I vote yes.
Thank you. Linda Nash, place four, how do you vote?
Linda Nash, place four, I vote yes.
Thank you. Sam Halaby, place five, how do you vote?
Sam Halaby, place five, vote yes.
Okay, the motion passes unanimously, 5-0. Next item under regular business, number three, discuss and consider approving a resolution of the City Council of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, authorizing the city's participation in the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, TPWD, Community Outdoor Outreach Program grant in the amount of $30,000 for the purchase of camping, hiking, kayaking, and outdoor outreach materials, authorizing the city manager to sign and act on behalf of the city and take the appropriate action. Parks and Recreation Director.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Department provides grant assistance in various forms for the purpose of increasing outdoor rec opportunities. The Community Outdoor Outreach Program, or co-op as they call it, is actually one of their smaller programs, but it provides funding to tax-exempt organizations for programming that engages underserved populations in TPWD mission-oriented outdoor recreation, conservation, and environmental education activities. So HHPRD will apply for a grant in the amount of $30,000, and we will purchase camping, hiking, kayaking, and interpretive materials for programs designed to engage low-income families in Harker Heights, as well as a program for young girls and young women to increase participation in the outdoors and the surrounding community through the Get Outdoor Heights program, which already does exist. Most current Go Heights programming requires that participants provide their own outdoor recreation equipment, including our family campout that we do each year, which is not possible for many families that would benefit from participation. So this program would allow underserved populations to participate by borrowing equipment from the Parks and Recreation Department throughout the duration of the program, being shown how to use each piece of equipment along the way. The grant would provide a total of $30,000 with no requirement for a cash or in-kind match. Once received, the city will be responsible for all maintenance and repairs of that equipment. And the deadline is November 1st, and then they let awardees know on March 1st of every year. So that's all I have, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place 2. Jeff, all the equipment, if this is approved, it's purchased through organizations that are already pre-approved with the government as far as purchasing, so it won't have to come back to us, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions from the council?
Yes, sir.
Okay, seeing none, thank you. Okay, and you want to make a motion? Okay. All right, it's to the council and Mayor Pro Tem McCann.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to make a motion to approve a resolution authorizing the city manager to sign and act on behalf of the city for the participation in the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department's Community Outdoor Outreach Program in receiving $30,000 for the purchase of camping, hiking, kayaking, and outdoor outreach materials.
Okay, thank you, Councilmember Cantorino.
This is Tony Cantorino, Place 3. I'd like to second that.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Seeing none, I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann. I vote yes.
Thank you. Michael Blomquist, Place 2, how do you vote?
It's Michael Blomquist, Councilman, Place 2. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Tony Cantorino, Place 3, how do you vote?
Tony Cantorino, Place 3, I vote yes.
Thank you. Linda Nash, Place 4, how do you vote?
Linda Nash, Place 4, I vote yes.
Thank you. Sam Hallaby, Place 5, how do you vote?
Sam Hallaby, Place 5, vote yes.
Okay, thank you. The motion passes unanimously 5-0. Next item under regular business, number 4. Discuss and consider approving an amendment to the Economic Development Incentive Agreement with Gambit Social House Incorporated, Gambit, modifying the construction completion date to March 31st, 2023 for the administration of one or more programs for making grants or loans of public money to promote economic development and stimulate business and commercial activities within the city, and authorize the city manager to sign the agreement on behalf of the city and take the appropriate action. Assistant City Manager.
Thank you, Mayor and City Council. You may recall the council entered into a 380-year economic development agreement with Gambit Social House back in June of 2021. Since that time, this will be their second extension request. The second extension request is based on some of the equipment that they are unable to get into their facility. I do want to point out on page 33 of your economic development agreement, in section 2, paragraph 1, there is a slight change to the type of items that will be within the facility. They're striking the 9-hole miniature golf course because the vendor is unable to supply that materials to them, and they're unable to give them an estimated time of delivery. So they are requesting to replace the 9-hole golf course with darts. I know that is something that they did not want to do, but in order for them to open up before the time frame, they are requesting to make that change. Their request is from October 31st, 2022 to March 31st, 2023. They believe they'll be open before the start of the new year, but we are requesting for the March time frame because that gives them ample time to finish the project. I'll be more than happy to answer any questions the council may have.
Good, thank you. Any questions for Mr. Bark? Councilmember Nash.
Good evening, Mr. Bark. I have a couple of questions.
Yes, ma'am.
Are there any limits to the number of extensions that they can be able to be granted?
No, ma'am, there is not. It's what council decides is appropriate.
Okay, that's good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place 2. Mr. Bark, I'm disappointed a little bit seeing that the golf course dropped off and they're substituting it with darts. So I'm kind of concerned that I don't see darts as pulling in a whole lot of people like a golf course would, especially for kid-friendly type things. You know, I don't see a whole bunch of kids throwing darts. That's kind of a hazardous thing there. But do they have a plan for the future to bring the golf course back maybe later down the road? Or do they just want to get it started with darts and then shift gears from there?
That is correct. They would like to have the golf course, the amenities for a miniature golf course within the facility. And that's always going to be on their radar to bring back. But they have had a case of bad luck through this project. This is their second extension. The first extension, if you may recall, was with the inordinate amount of rain that they were trying to put in their foundation, and they couldn't get to that. And by the time they got to that, the project or the subcontractors were off doing other things. And so to gather them to bring them back. I do want to remind, don't even need to remind council, but Gambit is very appreciative of the extensions, and they are still paying bills without opening the facility. So they're wanting to get this open. And I will mention to them that we would love to have that miniature golf, because I would agree with you. It is fun to play, and I think that'd be more of an attraction than darts. But they are wanting to get this facility open as quick as possible.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Anything else for the council or Mr. Bark? Okay, seeing none, do I have a motion? Councilmember Cantorino.
Yes, this is Tony Cantorino, Place 3. I make a motion to approve amending the Economic Development Incentive Agreement with Gambit Social House, Inc., modifying the construction completion date to March 31st, 2023 for the administration of one or more programs for making grants or loans of public money to promote economic development and stimulate business and commercial activities within the city, and authorize the city manager to sign the agreement on behalf of the city.
Okay, thank you, Councilmember Nash.
This is Councilmember Nash, Place 4. I second the motion.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Seeing none, I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Thank you. Michael Blomquist, Place 2, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman, Place 2, I vote yes.
Thank you. Tony Cantorino, Place 3, how do you vote?
Tony Cantorino, Place 3, I vote yes.
Thank you. Linda Nash, Place 4, how do you vote?
Linda Nash, Place 4, I vote yes.
Thank you. Sam Halaby, Place 5, how do you vote?
Sam Halaby, Place 5, vote yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously, 5-0. Next item under regular business, number 5. Receive and discuss a presentation on the Texas Department of Transportation 2023 Transportation Alternatives Call for Projects and the grant funding requirements for pedestrian sidewalk improvement projects in the City of Harker Heights, Texas. Public Works Director.
Thank you, Mayor. City Council, I have a pedestrian sidewalk grant opportunity for you today. No action is required. Brought it here before you to make sure the City Council supports the project and we're going in the right direction. The TxDOT 2023 Transportation Alternatives Call for Projects, TAP, opens December 2nd, 2022. There are four project categories within the TAP, primarily designated by population size. The City of Harker Heights is within a transportation management area, and a transportation management area is an urbanized area of 200,000 population or more as of the 2010 census. This qualifies our city for the category of large-scale active transportation infrastructure projects. The large-scale projects include pedestrian sidewalk improvements with a minimum project funding amount of $5 million and a local match requirement of 20%. So for the $5 million sidewalk project that I'm recommending, our match would be $1 million. The grant funding includes preliminary engineering and construction costs. The city can submit up to 3 pedestrian sidewalk improvement projects to meet the minimum $5 million project funding requirement. And the 3 sidewalk projects we selected will serve students and residents adjacent to Nolan Middle School, Eastern Hills Middle School, and the proposed relocation of the Harker Heights Elementary School to Beeline Drive. And these projects are also in the Harker Heights Mobility 2030 sidewalk network. And I'd like to just walk you through the projects. So this is the project categories. If you see the second row, the large scale, which we qualify for, and I spoke with some folks at TxDOT and they recommended that this would probably be the best category for us to submit our sidewalk projects. And you can see the minimum is $5 million and the maximum is $25 million. So the first project is Pima Trail. There on the east side is the Nolan Middle School. And Gary, if you could highlight Doc Whitten Place there. Right there is Doc Whitten Drive. We will connect there because Doc Whitten Drive has sidewalks on both sides, which carry all the way to Vernon Lee Boulevard. And you'll see that in these photos. So we're on Pima Trail at Pueblo Trace. The Nolan Middle School is behind us. This is the new street that the KISD constructed, a concrete street, and you can see the sidewalks on both sides. City manager and staff, we entered into a city development agreement and got all of that installed, and it looks really good. This is looking back towards Nolan Middle School, and you can see the new homes already constructed, the sidewalks, just looks really good. As we travel down Pima Trail, you can see the curb and gutter ends, and then we have some unimproved street right in there in the foreground. The lot on the left is about to be developed, and we'll have the developer improve half of the street. And I'll ask the city manager and city council if the city will fund the construction of the other half of the street, so we'll have a nice new street all the way through. So we'll have 6-foot sidewalks on each side of Pima Trail. As we get up to Aztec Trace, you can see the new Aztec Trace with the ribbon curb that we just installed. We'll be turning right there on Aztec, traveling down back to Pima Trail. Pima Trail jogs over. You can see it's pretty unobstructed through there, going up to Indian Trail. See Indian Trail there with Jerome Gomer's Kansas City Chiefs flag in the front. As we get into the new neighborhoods, you can see some of the challenges. You see the driveways on the right. Those will be very difficult to make the sidewalk work with the ADA requirements. Can be done, but it will be won't be any fun. When we get up to Rustling Oaks, we'll be turning left on Rustling Oaks, heading over to Doc Whitten Place. You can see this is a relatively new subdivision also. Coming up to Doc Whitten Drive off of Rustling Oaks, you see we have the sidewalks in place already. And then all the way up at Vernal Lee, we just have a small piece there to connect onto Vernal League Boulevard on each side. So just a small piece of sidewalk to install. And then looking up Vernal League Boulevard, you can see our existing sidewalks that we just installed a couple years ago. Do you have any questions on that project before I move to the second one?
Any questions from the council? Okay, please continue.
This project is Indian Trail from Interstate 14 all the way to Clore Road. So here we are on Indian Trail on the south side of the bridge, and you can see we have a sidewalk there that stubs out and terminates right before the big drainage channel. We have the same sidewalk on the other side of Indian Trail. We have a lot of challenges getting under the overpass there. Can be done. We would like to have a north and south crossing and an east and west pedestrian crossing. This is moving up towards the Valero gas station. Just wanted to show you some of the infrastructure that's in the way that we're going to have to work around. As we're moving up, this is coming up to the HEB. And Gary, if you could just point at that car. You can see the edge of the parking lot there. And then there's some landscaping just beyond that. So we have very little area to get the sidewalk in. And that happens to be a drainage swale. So we'll have to put in some storm sewer and then probably put the sidewalk right on top of it. Moving down Indian Trail, this section of Indian Trail is actually a TxDOT FM road. It's 3423, and that's all the way from the McDonald's all the way to VMB. So we will have to get TxDOT approval for all of the sidewalk work that we do. So we plan to take this side to Clore Road that you see in the foreground. That's the Pet Adoption Center. And then on the other side of FM 3423, this is the Wells Laundromat, and you can see in the foreground the sidewalk. When the activity center was constructed, that sidewalk was put in. We'll connect onto that sidewalk, and that will take you all the way to Eastern Hills Middle School. Now, this is going back the other direction from Indian Trail, going south. You see the big live oak trees there, and you see where the pavement jogs out towards the live oaks. That's the Golden Chick restaurant. What we plan to do is ask TxDOT if we could put the sidewalk in between those trees in that paved area to avoid, you know, tearing all of those trees out. And then this is the large earth and drainage channel in front of the McDonald's. Looking southbound, and then, of course, going back across under the bridge. Does anyone have any questions on this project?
Okay. Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place 2. Can you go back, like, three charts, Mark? Go forward one more, sorry. On this one here, where you're going to connect the existing sidewalk there that we can see in that in the foreground there, is it going to come back across the parking lot there, or is it going to go back up along the street there?
Probably will go along the street. We will impact some parking back in McDowell Plaza. I don't think we plan to impact any parking here. We will probably be out in that grassed area, and that's a drainage channel in there as well, so we'll probably have to do some drainage modifications to get the sidewalk in.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions from the council? Okay, please continue.
And this is the third project. This is Beeline Road from Indian Trail that we were just on all the way to Ann Boulevard. And this project actually benefits the Harker Heights Elementary School. KISD has planned to move the elementary school from Ann to Beeline, where the KISD has their facility next to the old city hall where the YMCA is currently located. So this is looking up Beeline Road. We're right here at the subway. And you can see a few challenges in here. We've got driveways and, of course, the parking over at the subway. Moving up Beeline Road, it gets a little better. This is moving up close near the Goode Connell Park. That's a vacant field on the left that the city owns. We have a mobile home park on the right. And then as we move up to Ann Boulevard, we have an existing sidewalk on Ann that we would tie into. So all of those projects combined are just over $5 million. And we certainly can add more. If the city council wishes, they would have to be within those three projects. We can't submit more than three applications for one grant. So I'll be glad to answer any questions for you.
Okay, Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman, Place 2. Mr. Hyde, this is a great news here because this is something that we constantly hear from, I think all my council members hear this too from their citizens, is that we need more sidewalks. And it's great to see that we're taking advantage here of some monies that are available that we can get, you know, even though it's requiring a match, it's putting more sidewalks out there to keep our citizens safe, because that's something that we always hear, you know, people don't like walking down the street or pushing the baby carriage down the street. It's nicer to have a sidewalk, and especially since we're focusing on the schools initially, and that's been the plan all along, is to try to focus on working our way outward from the schools to make sure that we keep the kids safe too, so they can walk to school safely and not in the road. But I encourage, you know, any kind of projects that we can do similar to this or look for grants, you know, it's always great to get free money to help pay for our sidewalks across our city, because we have a definite need, you know, beyond just the schools. Everywhere, you know, especially areas that were annexed into the city, they didn't have sidewalks either, but, you know, they might have been told that the city was going to try to work down that way. So anything we can do to build sidewalks for citizens is a good thing. So I encourage this, and I definitely wholeheartedly approve this. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Hallaby.
Sam Hallaby, Place 5. Mr. Hyde, on that project, does this, when you put a bid on this, does the company provide the engineering, architecture, or the city will do that and bring it out for bid?
Yes, sir. We would treat this as a regular city project. The city would hire an engineer, and the engineer would be working for the city and developing the plans and specifications. And, of course, the grant, the TxDOT folks will have to approve those plans. And then specifically on Indian Trail, we'll have to visit with our local TxDOT office to get approval for some of that. And then we'll be ready to go out for bid.
Well, it is a great project, beside the point that Councilman Blomquist, he's a big fan of the sidewalks.
That's great.
Okay, any other questions for Mr. Hyde? I've just got a couple of comments there. As on the in your package, you can see down at the bottom, it's referencing KTMPO, and again, that's who we'd be working with. As you all know, Mr. Nelson, who came over and briefed us on specific projects, road projects that dealt with for Harker Heights. Likewise, at KTMPO, that they have these type of projects throughout their area that they're dealing with. And again, that's someone, you know, in addition to TxDOT, and Mark, am I correct that we'll be working with KTMPO on this as well?
Yes, sir. Yes, okay. Sir.
All right. Another thing is just for your edification, another subset within KTMPO is they have the BPAC, which deals with bicycle and pedestrian as well. So, again, if you're not aware of that, all that information is available on the website,
for KTMPO as well as a subset for the BPAC on how they're looking at these things across their area under their purview. The other thing is a lot of people talk about sidewalks. The city council and the city staff, we went ahead and passed and have been working on sidewalks throughout the city. I think it was under Mayor Robinson that we finally got that going, and to be able to do that, to take the time and to find the wherewithal. But again, as people come in to our area, some of these neighborhoods, as you see the new neighborhoods get built, they have sidewalks in there. Older neighborhoods, because of the infrastructure that's in the ground, the mailboxes, the trees, and all the rest of those things, there aren't going to be any sidewalks put in there. It's be cost prohibitive to be able to do that. But again, going forward, and I think that's something that the citizens just need to educate them. Yeah, they want to have that. As we can see, just these three projects are over $5 million. And again, what we're looking at, $1 million from us to be able to pony up on that. So again, we know it's a priority. It's something that we need to do. And in those neighborhoods, like where I live, that, you know, I got people that walk around my cul-de-sac and they set off my ring every morning at 7:30, so they're getting physically fit. But the thing I would encourage is that in our city, that in the neighborhoods where you live, to encourage your people that live in those neighborhoods and people that are coming through there as far as commercial vehicles to slow down and look for pedestrians. Okay, we got a lot of people that are driving too fast, not only in the neighborhoods, but along our collectors. And again, the thing is they live here, and the thing is they should have consideration for other people, and especially for pedestrians. There's too many instances within the state of Texas of fatalities of people getting picked off riding their bicycles and walking, even walking on sidewalks, getting picked off by people. So I think this is a good initiative, and I think it's something that we would really look forward to having. And again, any other questions for Mr. Hyde? Okay, seeing none, do I have a motion?
There's no motion needed on this. It's okay. Just to receive and discuss the presentation.
All right, my bust. So I got excited there about this. I wanted to go forward. Okay, so we'll move on. No action on that, and I'll note that. Okay, next item under regular business, number six. Everybody doing okay? Good to drive on? Okay, we will. Number six, discuss and consider appointing members to the Animal Advisory Committee, Harker Heights Arts Commission, Economic Development Corporation, Library Board, Parks and Recreation, Tree Advisory Board, and Public Safety Commission, and take the appropriate action. City Secretary.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. It's that time of the year to do the annual appointments for the various city boards and commissions, and I just want to say thank you for taking the time to go over the applications. What we will do is go through each board one at a time and vote on them separately to avoid confusion. If you don't have any questions for me, I'm ready to get started and pass it back to the council for action.
Okay, any questions for the city secretary on the process? Okay, please continue.
All right, and we'll start with the Animal Advisory Committee.
That would be me, Tony Canarino, place three. I'd like to make a motion to appoint the following members of the Animal Advisory Committee to take effect on January 1st, 2023. As a regular member, Finney Deer. As the first alternate, Judy Kilgo. Alternate number two, George Grammis. Alternate number three, Lynn Baim. Alternate number four, Barbara Kane.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion on that? Councilmember Blomquist.
This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place Two. I'll second that.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Okay, any other discussion on the item? Okay, go ahead and poll the council. Let's see, just wait one, please. Okay, Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, place two, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman, place two, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Tony Cantorino, place three, how do you vote?
Tony Cantorino, place three, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Linda Nash, place four, how do you vote?
Linda Nash, place four, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Sam Hallaby, place five, how do you vote?
Sam Hillaby, please, 5 votes yes.
Okay, thank you. And that passes unanimously for the Animal Advisory Board. And thank you, Mr. Cantorino, for your work on that. Next item will be the Arts Commission. Linda Nash.
This is Linda Nash, Council Member Place 4. I make a motion to appoint the following member of the Arts Commission to take effect on January 1st, 2023, Roxanne Flores Ockmont.
Okay, thank you. And do I have a second? Okay, Mayor Pro Tem McCann.
I'll second, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the nomination for the Arts Commission? Okay, seeing none, I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, place 2, how do you vote?
It's Michael Blomquist, Councilman, place 2, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Tony Cantorino, place 3, how do you vote?
Tony Cantorino, place 3, I vote yes.
Thank you. Linda Nash, place 4, how do you vote?
Linda Nash, place 4, I vote yes.
Thank you. Sam Hallaby, place 5, how do you vote?
Sam Hallaby, place 5, vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And motion passes unanimously 5-0 for the Arts Commission. The next item will be the Economic Development Corporation. And
that would be me.
He's got that. I didn't see that here. Okay, Councilmember Cantorino.
This is Tony Cantorino, place 3. I'd like to make a motion to appoint the following members of the Economic Development Corporation: Michael Blomquist, John Ryder, and Jim Wright.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a second? Mayor Pro Tem McCann.
I'll second that, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, seeing none, I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, I vote yes.
Thank you. Michael Blomquist, place 2, how do you vote?
It's Michael Blomquist, Councilman, place 2, I vote yes.
Thank you. Tony Cantorino, place 3, how do you vote?
Tony Cantorino, place 3, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Linda Nash, place 4, how do you vote?
Linda Nash, place 4, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Sam Hallaby, place 5, how do you vote?
Sam Hallaby, place 5, vote yes.
Okay, thank you. The motion passes unanimously for the Economic Development Corporation members. Next item is the Library Board. Sam Hallaby.
Sam Hallaby, place 5. I'd like to make a motion to appoint the following members of the Library Board to take effect on January 1st, 2023. Regular member Beverly Price, regular member Barbara Brock, and regular member Sandy Knight.
Okay, and did we have any alternates for that, for the Library Board?
No, not at this point.
Did not have any alternates. Okay, thank you. Okay, I have a motion from Councilmember Hallaby and Councilmember Nash.
Councilmember Nash, place 4. I second the motion.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Seeing none, I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, I vote yes.
Good, thank you. Michael Blomquist, place 2, how do you vote?
It's Michael Blomquist, Councilman, place 2, I vote yes.
Good, thank you. Tony Cantorino, place 3, how do you vote?
Tony Cantorino, place 3, I vote yes.
Thank you. Linda Nash, place 4, how do you vote?
Linda Nash, place 4, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Sam Hallaby, place 5, how do you vote?
Sam Hallaby, place 5, vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Motion passes unanimously for the members of the Library Board. Next item will be the Parks and Recreation Tree Advisory Board, Jennifer McCann.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to make a motion to appoint the following members of the Parks and Recreation and Tree Advisory Board: Tina Capito as a regular member who will fill an unexpired term effective immediately. Alternate number 1, Nathan Peters, and alternate number 2, Charles Biggs.
Okay, thank you. And Councilmember Cantorino.
This is Tony Cantorino, place 3. I'd like to second that.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item for the Parks and Recreation Tree Advisory Board? Seeing none, I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, place 2, how do you vote?
It's Michael Blomquist, Councilman, place 2, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Tony Cantorino, place 3, how do you vote?
Tony Cantorino, place 3, I vote yes.
Thank you. Linda Nash, place 4, how do you vote?
Linda Nash, place 4, I vote yes.
Thank you. Sam Hallaby, place 5, how do you vote?
Sam Hallaby, place 5, vote yes.
Okay, thank you. The motion passes unanimously for the members of the Parks Recreation Tree Advisory Board. Next item, Public Safety Commission, Michael Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman, place 2. First, I'd like to start off and say thank you for all the citizens that did apply. There was a lot of people that applied. I know this is probably across the board for everybody. But thank you for all the interest from the citizens. It was hard to make some selections here, but please stay with us and go to another area or volunteer, because we really need citizens to step forward and be part of these commissions. But with all that said, I'd like to make a motion to appoint the following members to the Public Safety Commission to take effect on January 1st, 2023. Regular member Wyatt L. Witzel for a three-year term. Regular member Jimmy Duggar for a three-year term. Alternate number one, Susan Ratliff Thomas for a one-year term. And alternate number two, Nathan Sloan for a one-year term.
Good, thank you. Councilmember Hallaby.
Sam Hallaby, please, 5 second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, hearing none, I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
It's Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, place two, how do you vote?
It's Michael Blomquist, Councilman, place two, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Tony Cantorino, place three, how do you vote?
Tony Cantorino, place three, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Linda Nash, place four, how do you vote?
Linda Nash, place four, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Sam Hallaby, place five, how do you vote?
Sam Hallaby, place five, vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Motion passes unanimously 5-0 for the Public Safety Commission. Next item under regular business, paragraph nine, is to recess into executive session. Number one, pursuant to the following designated section of the Texas Government Code, annotated chapter 551, the council may convene into executive session to discuss the following. A, pursuant to section 551.074 of the Texas Government Code, to deliberate the appointment of public officers to the Planning and Zoning Commission and Building Standards Commission. B, pursuant to section 551.074 of the Texas Government Code, to deliberate the appointment of public officers to the Zoning Board of Adjustment. The time is now 6:07, and we'll go into executive session. We're down to item number 10 here, and we'll reconvene into open session at 6:32. Item number one, take action, if any, on matters discussed in executive session. Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place Two. I'd like to make a motion to appoint the following individuals to the Planning and Zoning Commission and Capital Improvements Advisory Committee, effective 1 January 2023. And that's also for the Building Standards Commission, too. So there's three commissions, the Building Standards Commission, Planning and Zoning Commission, and the Capital Improvements Advisory Committee. Again, effective 1 January 2023. Primary member, Elizabeth McDaniel, for a first full term starting 1 January 2023 through 1 January 2026. And then for a regular member, Mr. Rob Robinson III, for a second full term starting in January 2023 through January 2026. And then for alternate members, alternate number one, Mr. Daniel Foxhill, for his first full term of from 1 January 2023 through 1 January 2026. And then for alternate number two, Frank Stewart, for his first full term starting in January 2023 through January 2026. Then alternate number three, Miss Jerry Schwartzman, and that will be serving from 1 January 2023 through 1 January 2024. So it's a one-year term. And then alternate number four is Miss Tricia Ratliff, and that's also from January 2023 through January 2024, a one-year term.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Cantorino.
This is Tony Cantorino, place three, I second it.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a motion and a second? Any further discussion on the nominations for Planning and Zoning Commission? Okay, seeing none, I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
It's Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, place two, how do you vote?
It's Michael Blomquist, Councilman, place two, I vote yes.
Thank you. Tony Cantorino, place three, how do you vote?
Tony Cantorino, place three, I vote yes.
Thank you. Linda Nash, place four.
Linda Nash, place four, I vote yes.
Thank you. Sam Hallaby, place five, how do you vote?
Sam Hallaby, place five, vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And the Motion passes unanimously for the Planning and Zoning Commission and others. Next item will be the Zoning Board of Adjustments. Councilmember Nash.
This is Councilmember Nash, place four. I make a motion to appoint the following members to the Zoning Board of Adjustment. Dr. William R. Mack II, which he'll be serving an unexpired term from 1-2023 through 1-2025, and Dr. Desi Roberts from 1-2023 through 1-2025, as well as the alternates, alternate number one, Philemon Brown, the second alternate, James Hamilton, the third alternate, Carlos Davis, fourth alternate, Timmy Koslos.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilmember Halaby.
Sam Halaby, please, 5 seconds.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Seeing none, I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, place two, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman, place two, I vote yes.
Thank you. Tony Cantorino, place three, how do you vote?
Tony Cantorino, place three, I vote yes.
Okay, Linda Nash, place four, how do you vote?
Linda Nash, place four, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Sam Halaby, place five, how do you vote?
Sam Halaby, place five, vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Motion passes unanimously for the Zoning Board of Adjustments. Next item is paragraph 11, staff reports, receive and discuss the city manager's report.
Thank you, Mayor. In the interest of time, I'll be extremely brief. For our citizens, there are copies of the city manager's report right there on that small table right before you exit the double doors. Council, I'll just direct your eyes to a few things here on the report. I just want to point out there right off the top, you see we had another kudos celebration. We have one of those each month, and that's based on the employees and the number of kudos they get. No surprise here, our own Melanie Matheson in admin. Had our kudos celebration for this past month, so congratulations to Melanie and great work on her behalf. Also, you see there, Council, page two, we're not done with Halloween. Obviously, at the Harker Heights Library, you see there's a number of spooky events still left to go there from Wednesday through Saturday. Moving to the next page, I do want to point out, because this one's near and dear to our heart, Council, under athletics, that we have 14 individuals between the ages of 5 to 22 with special needs participating in the 2022 Ability Soccer, and that is hosted at the Summit Soccer Complex. Before we move on, the council do want to refer you right above that. We'll have the I Love My Parks Day. Jeff mentioned that earlier. And Kern Community Garden Grand Opening, and that will be Saturday, November the 5th from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Kern Community Garden. Council, we'll flip over a few pages. I want to point your attention there to, again, our Harker Heights door-to-door trick-or-treat hours. That will be Monday, October 31st, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then, you know, of course, Council, our special program, the Spooktacular Haunted Heights, that will be Saturday, October the 29th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Carl Evan Park on 400 Miller's Crossing. And we'll have a lot of neat things there at that event. And also there will be some special things going on at another event that day. that I will not mention here because I believe it will be mentioned in a little bit. But I will say this about it. It will be the last of this season. So hold on to your seats there. You'll learn more about that here shortly. But flipping over, Council, you see our outdoor recreation hikes are in full swing. You see there's four opportunities, everything from October 25th all the way through November 12th to go out and hike. And I have been out there on a couple of those. And Ms. Wilson led us on that with the Go Hikes group, and I tell you what, that was a lot of fun. I learned a lot about Dana Peak and saw areas that I'd never seen of it before, so again, I encourage citizens to get out and get involved in that. In conclusion, I want to point out that Sergeant Michael O'Hala was selected as the Police Department Sworn Employee of the Quarter, and Desiree Torres was selected as the Police Department Civilian Employee of the Quarter, so congratulations to them and their good work. And Mayor, that concludes my report, and I'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for the City Manager? Seeing none, we'll move on to paragraph 12, items from the council and announcements. Councilmember, closing statements. Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman, place two. There was a lot of events that occurred since our last council meeting, so I'm going to go through them quickly here. On the 13th of October, I met with both Chief Hawkins and Chief Sims and their staff to review the Public Safety Commission nominees, and appreciate all the input we got. I think we got some great citizens that came forward and volunteered, so we got the right choices, I think. On the 15th of October, I attended the 2022 Harker Heights Chamber 5K Brews and Brats Mug Run over at Community Park. It was a great event. Again, this is turning out to be a great annual event they do over at Community Park. So they did change the route a little bit this year. That uphill start has got to be grueling, I'm sure, but everybody had a great time. Again, the farmer's market was later that morning. I went over to the city hall there. Farmer's market was still going strong. There were some competing events that day, but they came back strong this last week, and I'll go over that here in a second. On the 20th of October, I attended the Harker Heights Chamber of Commerce Lunch Mob at the Taqueria Mexico number 3 right there on Harker Heights, FM 2410. It was very well attended by local business leaders, having a great time meeting and networking there. On October 21st, I attended the retirement ceremony for Sergeant Eugene Cuthbert at the Harker Heights Police Department. That was a very well standing room only event there. He's going to be missed by everybody. I'm sure his wife's looking forward to having him back, though. But again, hats off to Sergeant Cuthbert and his great career. Later, I attended the Votes and Notes event hosted by the Harker Heights Chamber of Commerce over at the Carl Levin Park, where we had the opportunity to meet a lot of the local candidates and chat with them about what's going on in the upcoming election here. On October 22nd, I started off early again. This is the next Saturday. The Community Park, they had another run. This was by the Rotary Monsters 5K run. There was a lot of individuals that came out dressed in costumes. Very fun run. Lots of kids running it as well, all in costume, so it was a really, really neat event. I attended the second-to-last season of the Harker Heights Farmers Market at City Hall last Saturday. And then later, I attended another Harker Heights event, the Friends of the Library Fall Book Sale. I guess it went on for a two-day event, but it was very well attended. I think the library made a lot of money selling books, so that's great. And then also people read the books, they'd bring them back, so they resell them next year to make money for the library. So it's a lot of great reading for everybody there. On October 23rd, I celebrated the Houston Astros' victory of their sweep of the New York Yankees as the Astros move on to the World Series. Go Astros. On October 24th, early voting started, and I encourage all citizens to get out and execute your civic duties and vote. I did vote, so I encourage you to get out and vote. The Harker Heights Recreation Center here from now until the 4th of November, and then the election day is actually the 8th of November, so please get out and vote. Today, just before this meeting, I attended the Harker Heights, over at the Harker Heights Activity Center for planning for the Harker Heights Veterans Day ceremony, which will be November 10th at 6:30 at the Harker Heights Activity Center, and we'll have a ceremony. It would be a short ceremony, but no more than an hour, but it's starting at 6:30 over there. And it'll be a nice event. The mayor's going to speak as well, and then we'll have another guest speaker. And last but not least, this Saturday, as Mr. Mitchell alluded, is the last of the season for the Harker Heights Farmers Market. And this is on Saturday from 9 to 1. This will be a spooky market event where a lot of the vendors will be dressing up. There'll be kids, candy for the kids and treats. And then it's kind of in conjunction with the parks because they're running their event, the Haunted Heights, right across the street in Carl Levin. So citizens can go back and forth between the farmers market and over to the Carl Levin Park to participate in the festivities and the vendors that'll be out there. So please come out and take a look at what the vendors have at the farmers market. Again, this is the last of the season until next year, so I hope to see you there. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any other council member comments? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to number 2, update announcements from the mayor. October 13th, attended the Harker Heights Chamber of Commerce Vision 21 class economic development presentation by city staff. On the 14th of October, attended a Harker Heights City Hall meeting with city staff. On October the 17th, attended the Harker Heights Chamber of Commerce legislative update by Representative Hugh Shine and a presentation by representatives from the Brazos River Authority. On the 17th, the Harker Heights City Hall meeting with city staff. On the 18th, Harker Heights City Hall meeting with city staff. On the 18th, Harker Heights City Council workshop and closed session. October the 19th, Harker Heights Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors meeting. October the 20th, Pat Kern visitation at Crawford Bowers Funeral Home in Killeen. October 20th, Harker Heights Chamber of Commerce Candidate Forum at the Central Texas Home Builders
Association, October 21st, Central Texas Council of Governments presentation by Brazos River Authority Region G Planning Group, October the 21st, Harker Heights Police Department retirement ceremony for Sergeant Cuthbert, and last on the 21st, Harker Heights Friends of the Library book sale. Mr. Mitchell, do we have anything else on the agenda?
We do not, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Time is now 6:44 and we're adjourned.